at the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine with a little bit of a surprise guest. He's in the pride of the Jaguars, Freddie T. Fred Taylor. What are you doing here, first of all?
Working. Doing a lot of work with the NFL, GMC. They had a sweepstakes deal, and they allowed the fans to come out and experience being at the Combine. So just meeting and greeting, signing autographs, explaining what's going on pretty much every step of the way. So good experience for me, too.
Were you a combine guy?
I lift. I only lift. I did my 40 and everything else back at University of Florida. I think for me, the medical part of it was kind of a downer. And I got a little antsy, got bored. My agent advised me not to do anything. But the guys were only lifting 10 reps, 12 reps. I could do that in my sleep. And I'm knocking out 20 plus. So that's pretty much my combine story.
We haven't had a chance to visit with you since all the change happened. What are your thoughts about the new general manager and the new head coach?
You know, I've always been a guy that thought, change for me is like a breath of fresh air. You know, and no disrespect to the other coaches that just departed. You know, I believe you have to give credit to Mr. Khan, first and foremost. I mean, he's adamantly showing the direction he wants to take the team, because those are tough decisions you have to make. And in all fairness to Coach Mularkey, when he was just here, they tried. Things didn't work out. But to have Mr. Khan come in, make the decision, bring a new GM on board, having had a chance to meet Dave, seems like a straightforward guy. You know, he comes from a pretty good fabric. The guys he's been around, the guys he's learned under, they've been successful. And the things they were doing in Atlanta the past couple years. So I think some of that success should blow this way. Meeting Gus. Gus seems like he's a fiery guy. You know, he has some pep in his step. He coached Derrick Brooks, a good friend of mine, down in Tampa. And having a chance to kind of do my research, Googling, Wikipedia, talking to Derrick. I mean, talking to some of his former staff mates back from Seattle. He's the real deal, man. He's a pretty straightforward guy. So I'm looking forward to see what, you know, the change brings. But I'm excited. Change is exciting.
So Gus's style can play in a locker room pretty well?
I'm pretty sure it could. I mean, the thing is, I believe, and what I've heard is, he's a guy that's black and white. You know, it is what it is. It's no gray areas. And I think the players will respect someone that comes in and uses that approach more so than just, I guess, dragging them along. So I believe his style will come in. The players are excited because you come from 2-14. How worse could it get? You need some sort of change. And I'd be willing to bet, I guess, that most of the guys come in with a renewed and a refreshed sense of urgency that we got to get this done. We got to make an impression on the coach, got to make an impression on Dave, the GM, and it goes back up to the owner because he's making the call. So I look forward to guys playing a little bit harder this year.
Finally, do you like the new logo?
I was checking out the mic right here. The new logo is fierce. The eyes, they look a little meaner. You know, it looks like this cat, the jaguar, I'm looking at the jacket here, it looked like he's a little faster than the other one was, because the ears are kind of like he's running in the wind. I mean, but bottom line is, we got to win games. It doesn't matter what's on the unis, I guess. And I heard there's been a lot of talk about the logo. But it's nice. It's not cute or anything. Could have been a pelican. The New Orleans Pelicans, who thought of that? I mean, but it's cool. It's cool.